Aku duwe akeh hobi.
I have many hobbies.
Aku seneng gambar.
I like to draw.
Gambar iku nyenengake lan kreatif.
Drawing is fun and creative.
Aku uga seneng main bal.
I also like to play football.
Sepak bola iku nyenengake.
Football is exciting.
Aku seneng maca buku.
I enjoy reading books.
Maca nggawe aku menyang dunya anyar.
Reading takes me to new worlds.
Aku tresno ceritane lan petualangan.
I love stories and adventures.
Kanca-kanca aku nduweni hobi uga.
My friends have hobbies too.
Dheweke seneng nyanyi lan nari.
They like to sing and dance.
Kita kabeh seneng dolanan bareng.
We all enjoy playing together.
Hobi favoritku yaiku lukisan.
My favorite hobby is painting.
Aku bisa nindakake akeh perkara.
I can do many things.
Hobi nggawe aku seneng.
Hobbies make me happy.
Paskah iku dino istimewa kanggo aku wong.
Easter is a special day for many people.
Iku tiba ing 7 April taun iki.
It falls on April 7th this year.
Negara-negara sing beda ngrayakake Paskah ing cara unik.
Different countries celebrate Easter in unique ways.
Ing Italia, dheweke mangan endhog coklat.
In Italy, they eat chocolate eggs.
Ing Yunani, wong-wong ngecat endhog abang.
In Greece, people paint eggs red.
Kulawarga padha ngumpul kanggo nedha bengi.
Families come together for dinner.
Ing Meksiko, bocah-bocah meneng telur.
In Mexico, children hunt for eggs.
Sawijining wong duwe kesenengan karo dolanan.
Some people have fun with games.
Paskah iku wektu kanggo kabecikan lan katresnan.
Easter is a time of joy and love.
Wong-wong ngunjungi keluarga lan nuduhake kebahagiaan.
People visit families and share happiness.
Tradisi Paskah iku penting kanggo akeh.
Easter traditions are important for many.
Saben budaya duwe adat istiadat khas dhewe.
Every culture has its own special customs.
Ngresih omah bisa dadi tugas gedhe.
Cleaning the house can be a big task.
Nanging, kanthi rencana, iku dadi luwih gampang.
However, with a plan, it becomes easier.
Miwiwiti kanthi nggawe daftar ruangan.
Start by making a list of the rooms.
Iki mbantu sampean ngerti apa sing kudu dibersihake.
This helps you know what to clean.
Sakwise, pasang jam kanggo saben kamar.
Next, set a timer for each room.
Jalan iki, sampean tetap fokus lan efisien.
This way, you stay focused and efficient.
Ojo lali nganti lali ngrebut pawarta.
Do not forget to take breaks.
Resik iku luwih gampang nalika sampean diatur.
Cleaning is easier when you are organized.
Sawis busak kamar, periksa menawa sampean butuh nglumpuk.
After cleaning a room, check if you need to tidy up.
Pungkas, ganjaran awakmu kanggo pakaryan sing wis rampung kanthi apik.
Finally, reward yourself for a job well done.
Musik wis mesti mainake peran sing signifikan ing saben budaya.
Music has always played a significant role in every culture.
Saka lagu rakyat tradisional nganti musik pop modern, wangun wis berkembang secara signifikan.
From traditional folk songs to modern pop music, its forms have evolved significantly.
Musisi nyelipake nilai-nilai budaya liwat seni.
Musicians reflect their cultural values through their art.
Contone, akeh gerakan pemberontakan sing wis nggunakake musik minangka panggilan rally.
For instance, many rebellion movements have used music as their rallying call.
Ing akeh masyarakat, musik bantu ngumpulake wong lan menehi inspirasi owah-owahan.
In many societies, music helps to bring people together and inspire change.
Genre sing beda nglambangake aspek sing beda saka urip lan masyarakat.
Different genres reflect different aspects of life and society.
Contone, genre blues muncul saka pengalaman Afro-Amerika.
For example, the blues genre arose from African-American experiences.
Musik iki nyeritakake cerita babagan perjuangan, pangarep-arep, lan ketahanan.
This music tells stories of struggle, hope, and resilience.
In contrast, Musik punk muncul minangka swara protes marang norma arus utama.
In contrast, punk music emerged as a voice of rebellion against mainstream norms.
Melalui musik, masyarakat bisa nyatakan rasa ora puas lan ngupaya keadilan.
Through music, societies can express their discontent and seek justice.
Akhire, musikane tumindak minangka alat sing kuat kanggo owah-owahan.
Ultimately, music acts as a powerful tool for change.
Mula saka, iku penting kanggo masyarakat kanggo nampa variasi musik.
As such, it is essential for societies to embrace musical diversity.
Namung banjur musik bisa nepaki peran ing bentuk masa ngarep masyarakat.
Only then can music fulfill its role in shaping society's future.
Tenis profesional iku sawijining arena sing butuhake loro-lorone kaprigelan fisik lan ketahanan mental.
Professional tennis is an arena that demands both physical prowess and mental resilience.
Alice Cornet dikenal amarga kelincahane lan dolanan strategis. Bubar iki ngadepi tekanan akeh ing pertandingan resiko dhuwur.
Alize Cornet, known for her agility and strategic play, recently faced multiple pressures in a high-stakes match.
Soko-soko latihan sing gegirisi nganti pengawasan media sing tanpa henti, tantangan iku akeh banget.
From the grueling training sessions to the unrelenting media scrutiny, the challenges are numerous.
Pertandingan teranyar Cornet menyoroti dikotomi antara ekspektasi lan realita.
Cornet's recent match highlighted the dichotomy between expectations and reality.
Sanajan ngadepi serangkaian kalah, dheweke ngetokake ketahanan lan dedikasi sing luar biasa.
Despite facing a series of defeats, she exhibited remarkable tenacity and dedication.
Beban fisik saka olahraga sing butuhake iki ora bisa dianggap sepele.
The physical toll of such a demanding sport cannot be underestimated.
Pengalaman Cornet minangka bukti perjuangan tanpa henti sing dilakoni para atlet.
Cornet's experience serves as a testament to the relentless struggle athletes endure.
Salajengipun, ketahanan mental punika sami pentingipun kangge ngliwati keraguan lan rasa wedi.
Moreover, mental fortitude is equally essential in overcoming doubts and fears.
Perjalanan pemain tenis profesional iku kebak karo ketidakpastian lan ekspektasi sing dhuwur.
The journey of a professional tennis player is fraught with uncertainty and high expectations.
Pungkasan, ketahanan sing dituduhake dening para pemain kaya Cornet nyemangati atlet sing kepingin.
Ultimately, the resilience shown by players like Cornet inspires many aspiring athletes.
Nalika musim mes nglajeng, antisipasi saya ing sekitar bentrokan mendatang antar Houston Dynamo lan Los Angeles.
As the MLS season progresses, anticipation builds around the upcoming clash between the Houston Dynamo and Los Angeles.
Kedua tim teko kanthi ekspektasi dhuwur lan strategi unik, nyetel panggung kanggo pawiyatan sing mendebarkan.
Both teams come with high expectations and unique strategies, setting the stage for a thrilling encounter.
Houston Dynamo, misuwur amarga gayane kontranyerang, jedul nyambut kesempatan ing pertahanan Los Angeles.
The Houston Dynamo, renowned for their counter-attacking style, looked to exploit weaknesses in Los Angeles' defense.
Sabalik, Los Angeles diarepakak nyorotak kagungan lan pergerakan cair kanggo njogo kontrol.
Conversely, Los Angeles is expected to emphasize possession and fluid movement to maintain control.
Juxtaposition taktikal iki nganjurake spektakle sing nyenengake, amarga loro tim tuhu kanggo njogo kamangan pionir.
This tactical juxtaposition promises a riveting spectacle, as both teams aim to secure a pivotal victory.
Minangka penyokong kumpul ing stadion, energi kolektif bakal pengaruhi atmosfer.
As fans gather in the stadium, their collective energy will undoubtedly influence the atmosphere.
Saliyane, staf pelatih loro tim kudu gesit ing keputusan taktis.
Moreover, the coaching staffs of both teams must be agile in their tactical decisions.
Pungkasan, hasil pertandingan iki bisa malih luwih saka mung peringkat, nyebabake semangat loro tim.
Ultimately, the outcome of this match could ripple beyond mere standings, affecting the morale of both squads.
Ing jagat soccer sing cepet, kecerdasan strategis asring misahake para victor saka para vanquished.
In the fast-paced world of soccer, strategic ingenuity often separates the victors from the vanquished.